With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Flood watch is up for at least a half dozen states in the Northwest as monsoon conditions drench the region. Cooler, moist weather helping crews battling wildfires in Northern California, including in Napa County, the heart of California's wine country. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook following through on her threat to sue the Trump administration over her firing.
Attorney Abby Lowell said that President Trump has no authority to remove Cook. No president has ever fired a Fed governor before, but the president said Cook seems to have had an infraction.
We need people that are 100% above board, and it doesn't seem like she was.
The law that governs the central bank allows for the removal of Fed governors for cause. The Trump administration alleges that Cook committed mortgage fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says it's time to consider bringing the death penalty back as punishment for convicted killers in Washington, D.C. The city and almost two dozen states removed capital punishment as a sentencing option for those convicted of serious crimes. They were among the FEMA employees who signed a letter to Congress. Now they've been placed on administrative leave. The letter complains of budget cuts and questions of qualifications of those now in charge of the agency. First Lady Melania Trump out with a video announcing an AI challenge for America's young people.
The president's National Artificial Intelligence Challenge invites every student in America, from kindergarten to 12th grade, to unleash their imagination and showcase the spirit of American innovation.
Nationwide contest designed to encourage young scholars to work together using AI tools to take on and solve challenging community issues. Wall Street, the Dow futures, 20 points higher. This is SRN News. Most transgender Americans are young.
Some critics of transgenderism have suggested it's really just kind of a fad, and a new study from the Williams Institute at UCLA might support that idea. According to the research, 75% of all Americans who claim to be transgender are under the age of 35, and most of them are actually teenagers. Meanwhile, about 25% of Generation Z, people ages 13 to 28, identify as LGBT. Percentages drop sharply in older generations.
SRN's Michael Harrington. There's more bad news from Nigeria. Muslim radicals have killed another 15 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. Islamic terror groups of one kind or another have been murdering believers in Nigeria for decades in an effort to secure a Sharia state. Amnesty International Nigeria reacted to the latest killings on Facebook, saying it's another indication of how vulnerable rural communities of Plateau State are. This is SRN News. AT&T spending $23 billion acquiring certain wireless spectrum licenses from EchoStar. It's a significant expansion of AT&T's low and mid-band coverage networks.
Dallas-based AT&T said the licenses cover virtually every U.S. market, more than 400 total, which the company plans to deploy as soon as possible to lure more home internet subscribers and meet its growth goals. The deal also fortifies the long-term services agreement between AT&T and EchoStar, enabling the latter to operate as a hybrid mobile network operator, providing wireless service under its Boost mobile brand. John Scott reporting.
The prospects for additional consolidation in the rail industry have dimmed. Both of CSX's potential partners now saying that they are not interested in a deal, saying it would not make economic sense. More details at SRNnews.com.